Today is Friday, February 11th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm so glad it's Friday. I probably say this every Friday. But weekends go so quickly. And I would love it if we had a 3-day weekend just as a matter of course. For whatever reason, it just feels like that would be perfect. I mean, of course, the longer the weekend, the better in most cases, you know, but it's just, I think that would be too, you know, Saturday, you're just starting to relax and do whatever you want to do. And then Sunday is filled with all of the chores that you have to do, like grocery shopping and laundry and whatever else, cleaning the house. I mean, even cleaning the house may be a Saturday thing, but you know, things, you've got all these chores that you have to do, and one of those 2 days or a mixture of both of them have to be for that. So I feel like if you had a beginning day where you could either relax or do chores, and then a second day where you could just relax and do, you know, do nothing, just veg out. And then the third day, you could prepare for the next week. A little bit more relaxation, but, you know, maybe a couple of more chores. But you have one day where you could just do absolutely nothing. I think three would be perfect. Plus, on those weekends when you wanted to take a trip, it gives you one day to travel, one day to be in the place and just be there, not traveling. And then the third day to come home. And 3-day weekends are great for all of those reasons. And I feel like we could pack most of what we do into 4 days. A lot of what we do in office work, a lot of it's unnecessary, to be honest. It's things that we're doing to make our bosses happy and to keep them up. Do you ever feel like, I know everybody feels this way, do you ever feel like most of your job is just keeping your boss up to date on what's happening in your project or, you know, whatever it is you're working on? And so, you know, you're just constantly creating slides and documents and having meetings to do updates and all of this stuff. And maybe if there was less management, you know, they wouldn't need to know what was going on. I don't know. It just feels like so much. A whole day is probably spent just with updates that could be eliminated. Just, you know, get rid of a couple of levels of management. And I know some of my listeners are probably management. And, you know, one could argue that I'm also a type of manager and that my developers on my teams that I am the product manager for could say the same thing. Well, we're developing all day long and so much of our time is spent giving you updates on where, you know, what the status is of the thing we're working on, the widget we're working on. Anyway, so last night we watched more Big Brother. Oh my gosh, you guys. I'm going to use this as my Big Brother recap, like I said, because we're not doing Celebrity Big Brother. But I want to warn everyone, if you haven't watched, I feel like it's the Wednesday episode because we watch it a day late because we don't have cable, so we watch it on a streaming service. But so I feel like it was Wednesday's episode, but if you haven't watched it yet, you may want to forward 30 seconds to a minute right now, because I'm just going to tell you, spoilers coming right now. Why is Todrick focusing so much on Carson? I mean, Carson is an original queer eye. I love Carson. And Misha has it in her head because Carson told her, I mean, because Todrick told her, and he's up her ass, that Carson was such a big threat. Because Carson won literally one competition. And because he's a, air quotes, social threat. or, you know, playing a really good social game. And Todrick is just, oh my God, I just can't say. I want the gay guys to, you know, form an a gay alliance and work together. I don't want the gay guys pitted against each other. And Todrick is, oh, I'm just going to, you know, maybe this is because, you know, I was never a big fan of the athletes when I was in school. Because I'm, you know, I like to snow ski, but other than that, I'm not a big athlete. And I was always a musician and, you know, very artsy and creative and whatever. And I just feel like, oh my God, Todrick, you're a dancer, like who's done drag, who's gay, who's not that you can't be into athletics. I'm not saying that. But why are you aligning yourself with these athletes? Why not with the gay, with Carson? I just, anyway. So Misha won HOH. And again, because it was once again a physical challenge. The game was that the one where you have to take off all your clothes while holding down three buttons. They have it on the regular season of Big Brother as well. And the best, and everyone always starts taking their hands or their butt or their back off of the button. They're like, oh, I'm just going to take it off really quickly so I can get this one piece of clothing off. And the clock speeds up when you do that. I think the best way to do this game is to go as slow as you want to go, but never take, you know, as much as possible. Do not, whatever you do, do not take the pressure off of any of the buttons. Now, you'll have to really quickly, you know, when you're pulling off a pant leg or something, but it doesn't, if you, because most people have a time of like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, 70 minutes, because they're taking their hands off the buttons. But if you reduce the taking the hands off the buttons, you can take longer in the actual taking off of the clothes. Anyway, Misha won it. And of course, she put up Carson and Cynthia. And I don't know what happens because I'm not watching the live feeds or like looking at spoilers. Maybe everyone already knows. I don't know. I believe it's tonight's episode where they're going to get, someone's going to get eliminated. And I'm so worried that it's going to be Carson and I didn't want him to go home. Ugh. So anyway, we did that. We watched that. We watched some other stuff and we worked out. And that was, you know, it was a pretty relaxing evening. Not much else that we did. Valentine's Day is coming up on Monday. And Mark, we got in bed last night and Mark turned to me and he said, are we doing anything for each other for Valentine's Day? Because a lot of times for Christmas and birthdays and Valentine's Day and other things, we'll say, oh, we'll just, you know, do a trip or we'll buy something for the house or whatever. And I said, I don't know. I'm like, because I was thinking I might get him something, but I wasn't sure. And I procrastinate. I wait till the last minute. And so I said, well, I guess we'll just have to see what's going to happen. Well, I don't know what's going to happen because I don't have anything planned. And honestly, I probably should have just said, yes, we're just going to buy something for the house and we're going to call it our Valentine's Day gift to each other. And, you know, so neither one of us has to worry about this. But then I was like, oh, well, I don't know yet. So, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. Do what you want to do. Do you love me? But yeah, so I don't even know what we're going to do as far as eating out or something like that. Because the thing about these holidays is everyone takes their loved one to dinner on Valentine's Day. Or if they don't go on Valentine's Day, they go the Saturday before or, you know, the weekend before or maybe the weekend after is another one. And so all the restaurants are going to be super busy and we still have COVID flying around. I could cook, but Valentine's Day is a work day. And so, you know, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm buying. I need to at least get a card or do something sweet like that. And sometimes I'll get him a stuffed animal. He sleeps with a stuffed animal. He is a bear that I got for him years ago. He cuddles this bear at night because he would probably cuddle me, but I get hot. I mean, we can be touching, but I can't be have arms wrapped around me or anything like that. I can't stand it. So he cuddles this bear. Maybe I get a replacement bear for him. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.